on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, the bottom. Omar Rava, lo leima inish baruch haba v'hoder b'shem Hashem. Person shouldn't say baruch haba and then take a break and say b'shem Hashem. El baruch haba b'shem Hashem b'hadadi. That way the shem Hashem clearly goes back on the baruch haba. It's not said by itself, isolated. Omar le Rav Safra, Moshe Shapir ko amras. Is that true? Moshe's designation that you say to a gadol hador, Rashi says. Moshe gadol hador. Shapir ko amras bitmiya. Is that true? Elohasim v'hacha asuke milsahi v'leslan ba. Rav Safra said that you can stop, and it's obvious that you're finishing off. There's no reason why you can't make a hefzik in between. You don't have to be mak bedafka to say it all together without a breath in between. Kol asuke milsa hoel v'kamon asol digmar leslan ba. Since you intend to finish it, you're not actually saying it in two separate times. That's okay. Omar Rava, lo leima inish yeheshme rabba, the hadar mevorach, el yeheshme rabba mevorach bahadode. Similarly, Rava said, you shouldn't say yeheshme rabba and then stop and then say mevorach, but obviously yeheshme rabba mevorach goes together. Omar le Rav Safra, Moshe, Shapiko Amra, same thing. He said to him, you may be the God of Ador, but this isn't right. Elohasim vahach asuke milsahu v'lesanba. Similarly, all since you intend to finish is good enough. So they bring a raya from here. There's a machlokus, we learned it in brachas quite a while back, of what the meaning of Yeheshmei Rabba means. Tosus brings down the shita of, I don't remember who it was, one of the Gaonim, I think, who says that Yeheshmei Rabba is the phrase, Yeheshmei Rabba. Then in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name of Yud Kei will be complete and enlarged to Yud Kei Vav Kei. But as long as Amalek is in the world, Ein Hashem Shalem, Ein Akisei Shalem. So there's two tefillas over here. First one is Yehei Shmei Rabba. That the Rabbanu Shem's name, Shem, Yud Kei, Shmei, Rabba should be enlarged. And then, Mevorach Me'olam O'Me'ol Maya. Two separate things. And Tosus argues on that. He brings Rayas and he says that it's all one thing. Yehei Shmei Rabba, may the Rabbanu Shem's great name be Mevorach Lo'olam O'Me'ol. That's a pshat. From this Gemara is clearly mashma like Tosus. That Yeheshme Rabba Mevorach should goes together. According to the first pshat, the mamash are two separate things. And here everybody agrees that they go together. The only shaila is, since you're going to finish, is it considered a hefsik or not? But everybody would hold that lechatchil you're supposed to say them together. So it's clear from this Gemara, not like that pshat, that Yeheshme Rabba is a separate thing. So they say it's not a raya brura. Because it could be, even according to the Man Yomar, says Yeheshmei Rabba and Mevorach Le'olam Mayor are two separate things, but still the Mevorach Le'olam O'Me'o Mayor goes back on the Yeheshmei Rabba, that the Rabbanu Shem's name will be great, should be blessed. So there's still a need to say it all together. Right? So it's not you have to say it all together because it doesn't mean anything by itself. It does. But those two phrases should be put together without a hefsek between them. Okay. Makom Shenagu Lichpo. On the Rebbe, Kofil Bodvarim. Rebbe would double up from Ana Hashem Hoshi Ana onward and double it up. Each pasuk say twice. Rebbe Lezer ben Parta Mosif Bodvarim. Rebbe Lezer ben Parta would add to that too. My Mosif, Om Rabbiya Mosif Lichbo Mi Old Cholimata. He didn't start doubling up the psukim from Ana Hashem Hoshi Ana, but like we do from Odcha and on. Rashi. Kofil Bodvarim Mi Ana Vahala. He used to say, Rebbe used to, double up the psukim from Ana Hashem and onwards. Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, all of those are said twice. And Mosif Ba B'Halel, Mosif Lichpo Akfilaso Sherebbe. And Rebbe Lezer ben Parta would add to the doubling up, Me'od Cholamata, Kede Parishnu Ve'el, Shekol HaMizmer Kofel Mirosh V'Adkan. Because Lamaisa, from the beginning of that mizmor, things are said double. Not mamish the psukim are said double, but the concept are said double. Svavuni, Rashi brought down over there, one after the other, are double things. And therefore, there's an inyan out shira to continue that doubling and make it more of a shira. So the minig was either to double from Odcha, like we do, or from Ona Hashem Oshiyana, like Rebbe did. Levorech Yevorech, wherever the minig was to make a bracha, they made a bracha. Amar Abaya, lo shanu ela la'achrav. That's dependent on minig, is the bracha at the end. Aval afana mitzvah levarich. But before, everybody holds a mitzvah to make a brach on Hallel. The Omrav, when you have to say it. The Omrav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, kol ha-mitzvahs kulim mevarech aleihem over la-siyosim. All the mitzvahs you have to make a bracha before you do them. And the reason the note of Yehuda says you have to make a bracha before a mitzvah is to have kavana. That you should have kavana, what mitzvah you're doing. And also that it's a tzivui of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that it brings you kedusha. So all those things are a preface, the Rabbanu Mesakin brachas, to prepare for the mitzvah and to have kavana for the mitzvah. My mashma the high over lishna dakdume. How do you know over lasiyosan means before you do it? The Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak Tichsi vayorat sachimach derech hakikor vayavor esakushi. He overtook him, went before him. So you see, the word vayavor means to go before. So therefore, over lasiyosan means before you do them. Abay Omer mehacha vahu avar lifnehem. It says by Yaakov Avinu, he went before them. Avar means he went in front of them. The boy is saying, "Mehachav ayavor malkom lifneiam v'ashem baroshav." See, from all these psukim, the word avor can mean to go ahead. So therefore, over lasiyosa means you make the bracha before. Rashi, lo shnonu detalya bracha b'minig ela bracha shla achrav. But over kodem vayavor sakushi kidmo lorutz lefonav. He went before him to run in front of him. Tosus asks over here, if you have to make the bracha before, so how do you do that by lulav? As soon as you pick up the lulav, you go to the mitzvah. So how do you make the bracha? So Tosus says a whole list of ways possible to do it. He says, and it's not svaradik to make the bracha when it's on the ground, before you pick it up, because you're not holding it, you're not doing anything. Right? You can't make the bracha. The bracha has to be when you start, right, at least to be mekayim the mitzvah, right before you do it. Here you're not doing anything. So therefore, Tosfos says, since, what's it called, maybe you pick up the lulav before you pick up the esrog. So you already started doing something, but not yotze until you have the esrog in your hand too. So you pick up the lulav, you don't pick up the esrog yet, you make the bracha. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that you turn one of them upside down. So when you pick it up, you're not yotze, and then you turn it over, right, after you make the bracha, so the bracha is before you yotze the mitzvah. Another possibility, he says, is that you pick them up regular, and even though you're yotze immediately by picking it up, but the mitzvah men amuvchar is to make the nanuin. And until you make the nanuin, you didn't complete the mitzvah. So you make the bracha after you pick it up, before you make the nanuin, and it's in the middle, just like by netilas shadayim. You make the bracha after you wash, before you dry, since drying your hands is part of the mitzvah. He says there it's different. The drying is an ikuv. You must dry your hands. By the nanuim, it's only a hiddur. It's not ma'akev, so maybe it's different. He says, b'chlau, if you hold that the nanuim are not ma'akev, b'chlau, there used to be a minig to hold the lulav all day, by Anshei Yerushalayim. So since that's also part of the mitzvah, to hold it all the time, you can make the bracha after you pick it up, but the continuation is also part of the mitzvah, that's good enough. Okay. Halokeach lulav mechaveiro b'shvius. Person buys a lulav on shvius. And talking now on when shvius comes in. So the lulav for sure is not. It doesn't have kedusha shvius. Later on, the Gemara will discuss whether a lulav has kedusha shvius or not. Right, it's machlokas. But when shvius comes in, the lulav surely doesn't have kedusha shvius because it didn't grow from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei till what's it called till Sukkot. It obviously finished growing before that, and a lulav goes after chanota. So if the leaf has kedusha shvius, if the branch has kedusha shvius, it already is from the sixth year, not the seventh year. So when the seventh year comes in, the lulav doesn't have kedusha shvius. And similarly, there's a machlokas whether the hadasim have kedusha shvius or not. But definitely, the hadasim also aren't from shvius on the beginning of shvius. They obviously grew before shvius. So the hadasim and the lulav, even though there's a possibility they have kedusha shvius, but when shvius comes in, they can't be kodesh kedusha shvius. And that's what we're talking about. Lulav mechaveiro b'shvius is talking about during sukkos of shvius, which is the beginning of shvius. So no, but the esrog has kedusha shvius, and we'll discuss why an esrog is different, right? But an esrog, even if it grew in the sixth year, but was plucked in the seventh year, has kedusha shvius. So the esrog in the beginning of Shemitah is the only one that can have kedusha shvius. So what do you do? No sin lo esrog v'matana. Lefisha ein rashai lelokcho b'shvius. And you have to give the esrig as a matana, because you're not allowed to buy it during shvius. So Rashi learns the reason you can't buy it is because of schora. See Rashi. Halokeach lulav mechaveiro, li nira, the halokeach lulav me'am ha'aretz, Garcina. Shouldn't say chaveiro, because we're talking about a person who cares about these halachas, obviously he's a chaver. Because for an am ha'aretz, you don't write the Mishnah to tell you what to do when he doesn't care what to do. So it's talking about a chaver who buys a lulav from an am ha'aretz. An am ha'aretz is not chaveiro, his peer. So it shouldn't say, Rashi says in the Mishnah, halokeach lulav me'am ha'aretz. Tosu says, he brings proofs, that there are places where Am Ha'aretz is called Chaveiro too. So it could say Chaveiro. Doha ba'am Ha'aretz kamayri kedamrina bigmar. It's talking about Am Ha'aretz, so you can't give most of Shvius to. The Am Ha'aretz l'gabe chaver lo kari li Chaveiro. And Am Ha'aretz, vis-a-vis the chaver, is not called Chaveiro. The ilokeach nomi Am Ha'aretz mitzayis lan. Right? And if we're talking to an Am Ha'aretz himself, okay, so maybe it's one Am Ha'aretz to another Am Ha'aretz. So that's Chaveiro. No, who's going to listen? It's an Amor, it's not going to listen, right? He's just as bad as the other guy, so he's going to say, well, I want to give money to this guy because he's an Amor, you're also an Amor, and if you're not choshed yourself, why are you choshed your friend? So therefore, it's Mistama talking to a Chaver who's buying an Esrig from a Lam Ha'aretz. So it shouldn't say Chaver, it should say, Halokeach Lulav Me Am Ha'aretz. Nosin Lo Esrig Mematana, Chaver Shekona Hoshana Kula Me Am Ha'aretz Mishviyas, he buys all Arba Minim from an Am Ha'aretz, Yivakesh Mimeno Litin Lo Esrig Matana. Should ask him to give the Esrig Matana, and then he'll pay for the rest of them. And he'll hike up the price on the other for the Esrig. The Fish Ein Rashai, Big Gemara Meforish Taima. The Gemara will explain the reason why you can't buy it outright. We're going to stop here, only because the next Amud is also short, and what the Gemara has is a Hemshech to the whole Amud. To stop in the middle would be almost impossible. So we have to figure a place to start that'll be a Hemshech, and since it's a short daf, we'll do that. Just as a Hakdoma, there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here, why it's usher to buy the Esrig. Rashi learns because of Schora. You're not allowed to do business with Ketusha Shvius. So by buying it, you're over on the Isra of Schora. Tosfos shows that that's not Schora. Schora doesn't mean whenever you sell something. You can sell things with Kedusha Shvius under certain conditions. We'll see tomorrow what those conditions are according to Tosis. But that's not the problem. The problem is because you're giving the Am Ha'aretz domim of Kedusha Shvius. Because when you buy the thing, then the money comes in place of the thing, right? The money becomes Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvius, and we're afraid the Am Ha'aretz won't use it properly. And therefore, you're not allowed to give him. So Tosfos learns, therefore, the H's that are given are only to, not to be matur schora, because it's not schora, only to take away the problem that the money shouldn't become kodesh b'kedusha shvius. According to Rashi, the H's the Gemara gives take away the isra of schora. So we'll see that there's an afkamina lahalacha, right, whether the way that we do things also takes away the isra of schora, or only takes away the kedusha shvius from the money. And that's Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos.